you know, before I joined there, I remember that the student population was less than 1,000. And I think the faculty at that time was about 60 people, perceived to be a teacher's college.
Oshkosh was growing, I think, and they were trying to really improve things there. They had a lot of younger faculty or deans and that, and I think the saying was is they wanted Harvard on the Fox.
The library doubled in size when I was there. Some classroom buildings came online. And so anyway, the place really was growing very rapidly.
It was encouraging until about 1966, when we all began to realize that the population growth was taking place much too rapidly and without adequate preparation.
There were certainly plans. I thought the reason that Kolff is here and Titan Stadium is here is that there certainly was a thought that it would end up being another Division I program to complement Madison. I mean, his drive was to make this a major university. The university was, I think, phenomenal for the local economy. I mean, they were hiring, obviously, when you have this big growth, hundreds of professors. No, you're not all that well paid, but much better paid than the average people within the community, and certainly raised the overall education level of the community tremendously, and gave local kids an opportunity to go to a college, which had it not been here, I think a lot of those, particularly from the lower economic stratas, mm-hmm. probably would not have gone to college. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was, I think it was probably the asset within mm-hmm. the community. But,